Okay, with us today we have Miriam Gary, who runs the cafe at the Market Square, a very, very popular cafe, load of people going in the local area, and they're doing great business. Good evening, Miriam, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us all about the cafe, when you set it up and how things are going with it at the moment.
Well, we're in our third year now, and all's going well. Everything is home-baked where possible. We do all our cakes, brown bread, and soups. They're all made every day. We have a quite varied menu. We do breakfast, all-day breakfast, scrambled egg, selection of sandwiches, and cakes, and muffins, and scones.
Brilliant stuff. And obviously, it's in the Market Square, where there's a couple of other businesses, plus the men's shed is there. And I know, being a member of the men's shed, we pop over every Thursday to get our tea, and we have our biscuits and stuff like that, and we wouldn't be doing without that. You know, the men enjoy that. And tell me, do you have any tourists coming along, like coaches and stuff, turning up?
No, we're quite small in so far as we only have 20 covers, so we're not able to accommodate anything other than that. Tourists and driving by, huge amount. Most of our summer business is passing trade, and that would be the N52 runs outside, so that's kind of the north of Ireland to the west. So we get lots of people who come on their way down and get to know us and call in on their way back, because we have loads of parking and we're just in off the street.
And that's the one thing I have to say about the Market Square. Parking is very easy. And also, you're on the main thoroughfare, because it's the N52, which is the main Mullingar Road through Clonmelin.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of kind of passing trade there as well. I think that would probably come into
huge amount. It's the main road from Belfast to Galway, I think.
Tell me, what's your approach to the food that you're serving regarding organic and your coffee and your filtering and all that?
Well we use a coffee filter, and all our coffee comes from Coffee Perfection, which is a local resident in the village, and he's been such a help to us with training and equipment and everything. We couldn't do without him. That's James Hood, and everything, as I say, is homemade, so there's no preservatives, additives or that in our food.
And the filtering in your water as well?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, it filters, it comes in off the mains, which is quite good water, really. But we use a filtration system as well, which helps the water and helps our machine with any lime and that in it.
Something that's very important for people, because more and more people are getting very conscious of the food that they eat, and when they have a cup of tea, the water that they're drinking, everything else, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it's great that you have that. And I noticed you don't actually advertise it, which I think is important. Something that you should do is to advertise the fact that you have filtered water in there, because people are getting more conscious of their health and everything else. How are things going in the local community? How are people taking that on board in the local community?
Very good. The book club meet once a month on a Thursday, so that's kind of nice too. They can come and in the afternoon, when it quietens down a little bit after lunch, and they take up a few seats and have coffee and discuss their books and that. And now that the kids are back in school, we're getting a lot of parents calling in before pick-up time or after they drop off in the mornings.
Excellent. And if there's anybody in the village that is maybe producing their own food and stuff like that and their own cakes, and they're probably sitting back going, well, I don't know whether to approach Miriam, whether she'd be interested. I mean, what do they do? Will they just come in and have a chat with you?
It's not as easy as that. Okay. My kitchen is passed by the HSE.
Okay.
I have inspections regularly from the environmental health officer. Because the cafe is so small, we can't bake on site, so I have to have my kitchen passed in order for us to be able to sell our produce.
Okay, so what do they need to do? Do they need to get their...
They'd need to have their kitchen passed if they're going to sell their produce, because they're quite strict now on certain things that you can and cannot produce.
Yeah, well, health and safety being obviously very strict with a lot of things that are going on. Yeah. So what's the future for the calf? I noticed one thing that you mentioned before about getting the internet access for guests coming in and for customers coming in. Is that something still in the pipeline?
Yep, I was in Navan on Thursday, one of my few days off, and I was looking into that, so that's something that's...
Because obviously these days, most people going with the calves, they have it and they're looking for it and serve. But, you know, it's kind of, I like the idea you don't have it. Because nobody's looking at their phones, you know, and people are talking in the calf, which is fantastic. Yeah. And as soon as you bring in the internet, then people are on the phones and that's it. So it's kind of a mixed bag, really, isn't it?
Yeah, there's always quite a nice buzz because people are talking and they're talking to each other. And then maybe somebody else comes in, they know, and they, you know, so there can be a very good buzz in. So I worry that maybe the internet will take that away.
And the great thing about it is the calf is just the right size, because it's not too big where it's impersonal, that when you come in and you see people, you might see a local, you say hello and you can have a talk, which is brilliant. So what's the future for the calf? Do you have any other expansion plans or any things that are on at the moment?
There's not the space. There is an upstairs, but it's not head height the whole way through, so you'd be very limited on the number of tables you could put upstairs. And there's no room with the other businesses in, there's not any room for expansion bar we go out.
Oh, we move out, you'd have to speak to the Market Square on that one.
Yeah.
And what about, you cater for groups, you mentioned groups there earlier, turning up the book club, but you're happy to offer, can they book tables, or can they arrange for a certain day to come in with their group?
Yeah, we're open to, we can discuss everything.
Okay, brilliant stuff. And obviously we'd have to, as far as I know, you're advertised on the local community website, clamellan.com, which is brilliant that you're on there, because promoting the local business is very important. And working with the Market Square, I mean, at the moment I'm just looking at the square because we're doing the interview in the men's shed. And it's great that you have the seats outside. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we've been very lucky now this summer to have the men's shed made a table that was sponsored by the Tidy Towns, and it was great. Last few weeks it's been no fun because there's been an epidemic of wasps, so everybody's been inside. But we have three tables outside, so as long as we can, we get people out there, and it's perfect. And especially with children, they can be outside and there's so much space, they can run around as well, but need to be supervised. But we have the space there for them to
which
have
is great
a good time.
And tell us about the wheelchair access and toilets as well.
Yeah, everything is on ground level. So we have ladies and gents toilet, and we're straight in off the Market Square, so everything is accessible.
Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, Miriam, thanks a lot for coming in. It's just a quick interview just to find out about the calf, let people know what's going on. And for any potential people who are listening to the show outside of Clonmelan, that they know they can come in, they can get a coffee, and they can do all the touristy things, because Clonmelan is full of history, loads of heritage. Yeah. And then when they're doing that after, you know, maybe going to Kalua Castle, wherever, they can come in for a coffee and have a chat.
Yeah, or up to St. James's Church, which is in the village and opened every day, so people go up there. So
brilliant stuff.
We're open 7 days a week, and everybody's welcome.
Excellent.
We have a Facebook page.
So give us the times that you're open on so people know.
From 10 until 4. And then from 11 until 3 on a Sunday.
Brilliant stuff. Miriam, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.